Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. In the reception of the office we're in right now, somebody just quoted that to me. They knew that line.
What?
Yeah. The rules are simple. Every episode, we can read out as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be the final clause in the negotiations to renationalize the Dream Factory. It's been in private profit-grabbing hands for too long now, and it's time to give the public back their factory. I'm Joel, a man who puts the Taipei in diabetes. That's Taipei spelled like the city Taipei, because I'm going on holiday to Taiwan tomorrow. Lovely. And across from me is John Harris, a man who is missing me so much on my current holiday that last night he called me 5 times just to update me on the Dream Factory listening figures. It's still none, John, no matter how many times you refresh. There was some energy in that intro.
There was.
That's what people are saying.
The fans have described it as fast and words.
Good. Like rap music.
Yeah.
That made me sound like such an old man. I like rap music.
What
I
about
like
this some one from Lem?
From who?
Lem.
Lem is so consistent.
Lem has fucking come out of the woodwork with Baby's Got Back. Baby classical music prodigy enters America's Got Talent. Hijinks ensue.
Hank Jenks is the name of the main character.
Hijinks ensue. But yeah, let's call the baby Hank Jenks. My name's Hank Jenks and I play piano, I guess.
You think Hank Jenks is a piano player?
Well, because it's Baby's Got Bark. He doesn't actually, no, he just says classical music prodigy. Mm. What do you want him to play?
I think
Hank.
I think on stage he just writes classical music.
What, on paper?
Yeah.
Great.
But really quick. No, and he writes it.
Yeah.
And it's performed live, like a second behind as he writes it. It's unbelievable.
That would be incredible to watch.
That would be good to watch,
wouldn't
it?
Actually, I'm into that.
Yeah. Hank Jenks.
Not enough baby Hanks.
Hank feels so much like it should be short for something. What would it be short for?
Hankleton. My name's Hankleton Hankwell. Jankleton.
Stage name Hank Jank. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hankleton Jankleton. It's too your man.
It is my man.
Engelbert Humperdinck. You couldn't have an Engelbert Humperdinck. He'd be Engbert. What would he be now?
Engbert. But
he'd
Engelbert
be,
Humperdinck.
He'd be E-Dick. No, he'd be E-Dick.
Engelbert.
If he came out, if he dropped his first album tomorrow, he'd be E-Dick.
Engelbert Humperdinck isn't his real name.
No, it's just that. Yeah, I know, but
imagine picking that for your stage name. There's an Eddie Izzard routine that is all about this. And
is it better than? No, it's not better than this.
It's a smidge better.
Anyway, so Hank Jank is a classical music prodigy.
On that subject, though, have you seen the Rocket Man trailer?
Sorry, which subject?
The name of pop star names.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen the Rocket Man trailer?
Yes.
And his real name is like...
Dave...
No, it's not. I suppose like... I'm going to cheat. I'm going to cheat.
I know it. So you have to give me the first letter.
R. They call him by a nickname.
Oh, I don't know it. Rob?
Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Reginald.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe...
I knew that. Dwight?
Yeah.
Surname Dwight?
Yeah, Kenneth Dwight. Thank God. And in the trailer, they make a big point out of the fact that no one's going to listen to a pop star called Reggie. That's like your granddad's name. And then he's like, yeah, so I'm going to get a really cool stage name. And he picks Elton.
Yeah.
Elton's not like, I'm not listening, I'm not hearing the name Elton thinking, yeah, that's a cool stage name.
No, me neither.
Sexy
but
Elton.
That, maybe that's because we grew up with a cool Reggie.
Yates.
Yeah.
True, very true.
Brothers with Reggie Wetherspoons.
Does Hankleton Jankleton, does he get the golden buzzer and straight through to the live shows and American?
He does, but he gets found out that all of the classical music's pre-written.
By him?
Yes, but it's not live as they say. So then there's a big drama in the press for the final live show. And so they have to put him in conditions where he has no contact with his symphony orchestra. And he has to do it live in the live show for the first time. And he's smacked. Oh, God.
Oh, does it?
It's better than anything he's ever done before.
No way.
Turns out he's a pressure player.
That's like in, I assume you're riffing off the fact that in one of the recent...
I was not thinking about anything there.
One of the recent Britain Got Talent finals, there was that lady with a dog. And at one point, the dog runs off stage on one side, and then he appears up at the top doing like a high wire act.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was revealed that there's two dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this was a big controversy.
Okay, yeah. But is that a controversy?
Well, it was at the time.
I think it's just fun.
I thought it was
fun. At no point did she take the same dog.
No.
Did she? She went, off you go, you. Here comes the same dog. I think it's just that's part of the act.
Yeah, like a magician dog.
And then it'd be a great reveal if they both came out at the end. That would be good, wouldn't it?
But they didn't.
And then another one was on the high wire. And then she took off her skin and was a dog. Then Simon Cowell was a dog.
There's a little...
And you're a dog.
One of our previous episodes is called Everyone's a Dog.
Yeah, they still are. I've got a film on a similar theme here.
Great.
From Ben. Gone Baby Shark Gone, open brackets, do-do-do-do-do, close brackets.
What's Gone Baby Gone?
It's that film.
Oh,
with,
great.
The Affleck brother.
Casey.
Yes. That's sad that you know... Because Ben Affleck isn't the Affleck brother. Is he?
What do you mean? No, I assumed Ben was the Affleck and Casey is the brother.
Exactly.
Yeah?
That's interesting though, isn't it? Because Ben Affleck is also the Affleck brother.
Yeah.
Because they're brothers.
Yeah, oh yeah, but...
So, but you would, if I said the Affleck brother, you would never think...
Ben. No. Because I would think you'd say the Affleck.
Yeah, well, exactly. But Casey, he's won an Oscar. So is Ben. I know. Two. Incredible. Neither for acting. Says a lot. Anyway. Gone Baby Shark Gone. So Gone Baby Gone, it's like a thriller about murders. Casey Affleck's trying to solve it.
Oh, great.
So maybe Baby Shark's been killed.
Yeah. What is Baby Shark?
Do you know the song?
But is... Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yes. Of course I've heard the song.
How does it go?
Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do. Baby Shark. Mommy Shark.
Oh, so you do know it, yeah. I was worried you were going to be a chorus guy. But you're a proper fan. And it does Daddy and Grandpa Shark.
Yeah, but is it from a TV show? Are these characters
it's from the internet?
Exist?
No, they're not. No, they're not characters that exist in a like Iggle
so
Piggle.
So how can they be killed?
What do you mean?
It's a song. It's a character from a song. You can't kill the concept of Last Ketchup. I really struggled.
We've really tried as well. Every penny we've made from this show has gone towards trying to kill Last Ketchup.
No, not the ladies who did Last Ketchup.
I didn't say that.
Wow.
The Ketchup Sister.
How do you kill something on the internet? It's a question I've been meaning to ask.
It's a question you've been trying to ask to Google Chrome about your history. Mm. It's never really gone. No, so Baby Shark dies and the family are all suspects.
Oh.
And he interviews each of the family.
Who's he? Casey?
Yeah.
As Casey Affleck?
Yeah, in scuba gear.
But they're on land.
They're on land, yeah. But he's trying to, you know...
Infiltrate.
Get on their level. Yeah, exactly. Turns out, by the way, it was Mummy Shark.
Yeah?
Mm, all along.
What about this one from Buck D? Bing It On. Now, she says it's about Chandler Bing doing cheerleading, but I thought it was about...
The search engine?
Yeah. Mm. Is it about...
Well, that search engine's got a lot of time on its hands, hasn't it?
Yeah.
If we're bringing the things of the internet to life, anthropomorphizing?
Yeah.
Metamorphizing?
Yeah.
Transformers? I can never remember which one it is.
If Bing was like a person, it would be like a trust fund child. Like, it's still getting a lot of money ploughed into it, but it's not doing a hell of a lot. It's a Microsoft product, surely. Or have they finally put it to sleep?
They spend all their money on Flight Simulator these days.
Is this a reference I'm supposed to understand?
No.
Oh.
There was that guy who flew a plane.
Billiam Gates spends all his money.
On Flight Simulator. Didn't
If you're going to say there's a guy who landed a plane because of Flight Simulator, you're thinking of an episode of a Derren Brown show.
Am I? No,
well,
I'm thinking
of
isn't the Fire Festival documentary about that? I don't know.
What?
It's not about that. Isn't the guy in it that flies the plane? He's like, well, I haven't flown a plane in ages, but I play Flight Simulator.
I don't remember that bit. I mean, there was so much in that film to remember.
No, I mostly remember the Flight Simulator bit.
Well, the main crux of the final sequence of Snakes on a Plane is the fact that Kenan Thompson lands the plane because he's good at PSP.
Yeah.
PSP.
PSP, they call it in that film, don't they?
What?
That's what a snake would do.
Oh, very nice. Sorry. Your humour sometimes is too subtle for me.
That's something I've literally never been told. Anyway, that was whatever it was. What was it?
I don't know.
Mm. Thanks, Buck D.
Bing it on.
Into the Wild, Thornberrys. That's from Tom. I don't really know how this one works. Have you seen Into the Wild?
It's long.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's long. It makes you want to go and live in the wilderness. It's so long. It's
because you know in the wilderness there's not access to that film.
It's shockingly long.
Is it?
I remember watching it years and years ago when I was 18. Maybe I was more patient. And I thought it was brilliant. And then a few years ago, I thought, I'm going to watch that film Into the Wild again.
What are we talking?
It was on Netflix. And it was like 3 hours, 20 minutes or something. There's absolutely no... I won't watch any film for that long. No, thanks.
Unless
bye-bye.
There's upwards of 12 superheroes, I'm not staying.
Exactly. And do you know what? There's not one in Into the Wild. No. Unless I didn't spot them. Anyway, the Wild Thornberrys, they're pretty well... So the way Into the Wild is about a guy who like sells all his possessions and goes and lives in the wild.
Yeah.
Turns out he's sort of good at it, but not great, and he dies out there. Spoiler.
He eats a berry, right?
He eats a bad berry.
Oh, that's such a...
And what a way to go.
It's not a good way to go,
I think
it?
He like doesn't eat the berry, then he looks in his little reference book of berries, and it's like, this one will kill you instantly. Oh, fuck. Should have just had that banana.
You should probably not... you should probably check the reference book before...
When I was a kid at Shawn Country Park...
Yeah? There was Shawn Country Park?
It's just named after this dude called Shawn. No, it's not. It's spelled S-H-O-R-N-E. It's near Gravesend. There was this weird family used to hang out with quite a bit when I was a kid. They were super weird. They wouldn't let their kids watch Pokemon because they thought it was like black magic or something. I don't really know why we ever hung out with them, but it was very strange. Anyway, the girl, she must have been about 10 years old. We were running around Shawn Country Park and we were like in the woods, like running around, hiding in the woods. And I remember vividly, at one point, she just picked up a handful of fungi from the bottom of a tree and ate it.
No, what?
Yeah, isn't that mad?
No.
I think about that every now and again. I think, man, I wonder what she's developed into later in life. Some sort of mushroom man.
Superhero, yeah. That was a superhero in the background of Into the Wild, but you just didn't. So well disguised in the bush.
What I'm saying is I've lived the film Into the Wild. So that's probably maybe why I get so bored now, because I know it. I know what it's really like.
You've lived it.
That's strange, though, isn't it? Strange things to do. I would eat a slug as a kid every now and again. But not when
snail.
I was 10. Yeah, but you're French.
Oh, no, like a living garden snail.
How old?
Well, I'm not sure I did, but my mum is convinced I did because she says that it was my older brother.
Proudest day of her life.
Johnny.
Just looking out at the kitchen window with a napkin to her eye.
Yeah, apparently my little brother had a pet snail. Not like a giant African land snail.
Mate, if you ate that...
I'll be the strongest.
Roasted it in the oven for 2 hours. You wrestled with it for ages.
No, he had a pet garden snail, and apparently
you've eaten a pet. You've eaten someone's pet. It's quite an admission.
I don't know if I did. I don't know.
Oh, the snail just went missing, did it, John?
Your Honor, yeah.
The snail just went missing. You had a little trickle of slime out the corner of your mouth, did you? Yeah, I ate a couple of worms.
You have no evidence against me.
I ate a couple of worms. I've got...
You said slugs earlier.
I've got an...
Tell me through the itinerary.
I've eaten both. But I think that's because my parents raised me a vegetarian. I was just out there trying to...
Desperate for protein.
I was a hunter-gatherer at the age of 2. But yeah, 10-year-old eating fungi.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't raise your kids weird.
What are we talking about?
That's my advice. That's my advice. If I was on Loose Women, that's what I'd say. And it'd go viral.
How are the emails bouncing back?
They're still bouncing back, which is weird, because I would have thought loosewomen@gmail.com was the email address. And eventually it will be. I think maybe they haven't got email there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What about this one from Nisha? Stuart Little.
As in the supermarket?
Yeah.
What else would it be as in?
I like it.
That's good.
Maybe he gets a job in a supermarket. This feels a bit Ratatouille already.
Yeah.
But I can vibe with it. I remember loving Stuart Little as a kid, and I remember Hugh Laurie being the dad.
I remember being so excited about Stuart Little being on that boat. And I used to, when I was a kid, I used to imagine that I was about 6 inches tall all the time.
Oh, Joe!
All the time. And when I was like on a bus or on a train.
Do you feel 6 inches tall?
Sometimes. And when I was on like a bus or a train, I'd look out the window and I'd imagine little tiny Joel running alongside, which would make sense because he'd be the quickest 6 inch tall guy in the world. But I used to think it would be so cool being that tall. I thought it'd be the best. It's all I wanted in the world. And yeah, I'm like 6'2" now. I just kept getting further and further away from it.
Oh, poor you.
That's what I really, all I wanted to be when I was a kid was tiny. I used to think like fucking out a bath would be such an adventure, wouldn't it? It'd be like being in an ocean.
Yeah, I think it would be fun for a bit, but then you'd like.
No, it'd be good forever.
A burger? Fucking.
Oh my God. A snail? You could ride that guy.
And then eat him.
Always, yeah, riding it to the oven or the frying pan. I don't know how you guys do it. The microwave? Can you get microwaveable escargot?
It'll probably pop.
I bet you can get microwaveable escargot.
What, in the French, like, freezer section?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's what all I wanted to be was Joel Little when I was a kid.
What department?
It's my birthday coming up, man. I don't know if you can sort that out.
What department do you think a tiny mouse would work in?
The cheese department. John, next.
Oops. All right, what about this one from Paul?
And that'd be massive in a French supermarket.
Yeah?
Come on, they love cheese.
That's true. But they don't like mice. Why
do they eat so much cheese then, John?
Why are all the talking culinary mice living in Paris?
Well, there must be a reason.
Convenient.
They all share a big house.
Why is
house.
The main guy in Ratatouille American? Is that ever referenced?
No.
Why haven't I read out Paul's suggestion? Smokey and the Bandwidth, a dystopian chase movie set in the future. There is only one place in the entire US... with decent internet, only one place. He's been listening, Joe.
Yes, please.
Son of Bert must get there at all costs to send a very important email.
Who's he sending it to? If that's the only place, can't you just tell them face to face? Hi, just to let you know, I've arrived in the town. See you at 6. No, maybe he's sending it somewhere else in the world.
Oh, yeah, it's in America. For some reason, something's gone super dystopian in America and they've turned off the internet. Trump has threatened to turn off the internet.
He has, hasn't he? Which makes you wonder what selection of buttons they've told him he has. You know how people always talk about the big nuclear button?
Yeah.
I reckon Trump's got about 20 fake buttons in front of him that he's just pressing all the time.
And they're just like...
Yeah, this one switches off the Washington Post for a day, Trump.
This one stops people being mean to you on Twitter.
Yeah, this one puts another brick in the wall. And it really just plays the Pink Floyd song.
Lovely. I like Paul's suggestion though. You know, you should love it too. It's based on a world in which there is only one thing.
Internet. I thought they'd be racing down fiber optic cables.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I thought they'd be tiny.
Like Ralph
tiny
breaks
men.
The internet.
Yeah, no, I thought they'd be tiny again.
How 6 inches? No, even smaller. How small would have been too small? Imagine.
How small? That's such a good question.
You know that film? What's the one with Liz Hurley where she's the devil and Brendan Fraser is... granted wishes. Is it a bit weird?
That's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Is it Bedazzled?
I think it's Bedazzled, yeah.
And she's granting him the wishes, but obviously the twist is every time he has a wish, she makes it not work in some way. Like, it makes it, he'll be like, make me a hunk, but then he'll have a tiny penis because that's how men are valued. And so,
that's how I value men.
And your wish to be small would be, and it would just keep going until you're atomic.
Oh, no. I'd set parameters on that wish. 6 inches, no less, ever. Thanks.
But you're all
devil.
You're all head. Your body is
big
like...
6 inch head. I'm mostly that at the moment, to be honest. Like one of those little power pod footballers. That'd be rubbish. I woke up.
Joel's a bubblehead.
I wonder what my girlfriend would say if she looked over in the morning and I was just on the pillow and that was my whole length. I wonder how long we'd last. We're going on holiday tomorrow, though. She could just put me in her pocket for the flight.
Maybe you've already bought the ticket.
Yeah, she can just stretch out. I'm not a cruel guy. I'm not going to demand a whole airplane seat, am I? I think she'd stick with me because I'd make my billions. And you've got to think my organ's going to fail pretty quick if they're that small, haven't they? Surely.
I don't know.
What would going to the dentist be like? What would it be like? But then I guess you just go to a vet because they can deal with tiny things. That's why I go to the vet about my penis.
Well, Shaken Not Nerd got in touch and they said...
I thought that was going to be the name of the film. They're not going to... Whatever they said isn't going to be better than that.
Well, no, because they said a painting that constantly moves like a lava lamp. Lava lava painting.
Oh, yeah. The smash hit movie of the summer, Lava Painting.
I don't think... When I put out a tweet saying we seriously need ideas from you guys...
They just didn't think film ideas.
They just thought,
they were like,
we're going to help out these strangers.
Dragon's Den have turned me down for 10 consecutive years. Finally, an outlet. They think the Dream Factory is like a Dragon's Den where you and I have just got piles of cash. Well, we have.
But we don't,
we don't give it to people. Fuck's sake. We're funding my miniature research. Yeah, big money chairs. Shaken Not Nerd, though.
Yeah.
That's fine. A geeky James Bond. Can't talk to women.
Hello.
That's great.
Yeah, let's go down that route. Hey, Phoebe Waller-Bridge
is the
plebs caller.
I think I saw the shoe shop from the first series of Fleabag yesterday.
What?
Mm.
Very interesting.
I was so excited. I nearly bought some shoes. But no, I'm still barefoot.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge is getting involved in the writing.
Mm.
So a kind of hapless, geeky James Bond.
Fourth wall breaking.
Well
James
up
Bond.
Her street.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Is he allowed to break the fourth wall?
Well, I've seen him break a few walls in his time.
Hello. He does in a way, but it's not as obvious as actually looking down the barrel
of the
camera. That's next.
That's next.
Yeah. In my head.
Hey, no, wait. Opening credits, he shoots down the barrel of the lens.
Hello.
He knows it's there.
Da, 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 da.
And then red comes down. What's bleeding? Us. Never understood that. And then we're supposed to enjoy him for 2 hours? The whole time I'm like, that guy just shot me. The whole way through, I'm like, that guy. I'm really annoyed.
Anytime the villain's on the screen, you're like, okay,
come on.
Cool.
Get him, Blofeld.
Who's that guy? Fuck off. He shot me. That man. Going into the cinema foyer. Excuse me.
Why am I still watching these?
There's been a murder.
I've been shot by this same-ish guy 24 times.
When is someone going to stop him?
Do you know what's going on in there? Hey.
Hey.
Cool. Hey, John, do you want to hear our film ideas?
I would love to hear
our film ideas. Okay, here's our film ideas. Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Feet Street. Sweeney Todd gets out of prison. I don't know if he goes to prison. And he opens a nail salon where he just cuts people's feet off.
So they're walking out.
They're like Bratz dolls by the end of it.
And they're just walking out. It's fine.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Because it's cutting off a head. You know, they're
dead.
Not talking.
That's a good point. I think maybe... No, he just files off a bit more every time until they don't realise. And eventually it's just a stump.
That's how...
Yeah.
That's how that stuff works. Have you seen Sweeney Todd? Like the film one?
Yeah.
And?
Good?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe.
I like it. Joe, I've got a sequel to a previous episode film.
No way. We're not that clever.
Do you remember Ghost Malone?
Yes.
He was cursed.
Yeah, it was great.
And do you know about the Drake curse?
No.
So
we did a curse last week as well.
Milwaukee radio station. This is from BBC Newsbeat. Milwaukee radio station bans Drake from playlist in an attempt to halt his sporting jinx. Apparently, if any sporting person gets a photo with Drake, they immediately have like a bad season or bad
game
or bad. So here's some proof. Drake was at a Raptors game before he realized he could harness these powers, apparently.
Yeah, but the Raptors just beat the Sixers to get through to the conference final. I know sports.
Because Kiss FM Milwaukee.
But they're claiming that, are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going so well for Manchester United with Ole Solskjaer. God, I'm so good at reading names. And then half the squad went to see Drake in concert. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Arsenal, Aubameyang. Juventus, apparently. Serena Williams.
Just saying. Man. So what's the film idea?
And Drake's even like put on his Instagram, for everyone who believes in the curse, good luck tomorrow. Which is, I would say, a pretty fucking ominous threat.
Yeah. He is the least cool man in the world.
I feel so bad. Like, you know, like when he won...
Don't feel bad for him, he's so rich.
Well, when he won a Brit Award a few years back, and he was like, he did a video and he was like, Wagwan, London, how we doing? It's your boy Drizzy Drake. You know?
Yeah.
And he was like trying to be like...
He did it. He does it every year when like the Brits are on. He performed at some after party recently and he did that again, his big Cockney accent.
Yeah. He's like one of the most famous rappers in the world and he's supporting the UK rap scene. And everyone in the UK is like, fuck off! Yeah,
please stop doing that.
That man doesn't need your... me!
That's a lot of the British rap scene, is that line. Anyway, so what's the film idea? Everyone's trying to silence
Drake. Drake's doing it intentionally for some reason.
He owns a sports team.
He owns the sports team. He owns City.
But he's never been... You don't know he does because he's never been photographed with them, and that's why they're so successful.
Exactly.
Yeah, he owns Man City.
He owns City.
You'll never see him in a City shirt.
He owns every female tennis player that isn't Serena Williams, but, I mean, his curse is only so good.
Yeah.
Like...
Of course.
He's really cursing Serena, but... She's still...
Really, we're really straying into territory you don't know about here, aren't we?
What do you mean?
Well, she's not. She's had a bit of an off year.
Oh. Well, he's got better. He's got better.
Yeah, well, the curse grows stronger with time.
Exactly.
Every song he puts out.
Exactly.
What's your favourite Drake song?
Over.
And...
Out.
So is this podcast. Hey, that's the end of the show. We know it's the end of the podcast because there is a... At the studio door.
Yeah.
And entering the room...
To get some photos with us.
Oh, God, it's the Drake curse. This podcast is going to stop being so successful. Hey, good episode.
Yeah?
I'm in Taiwan right now.
Yeah?
Really excited about the McDonald's menu.
Joel has...
Joel. Joel. That was your real accent there.
Joel has sent me links through most of the day to images of burgers that he will be consuming.
Another thing on the menu I didn't send you a link to, which I'm just going to show you, and I want to get your reaction live.
Please.
This is on the McDonald's menu. Okay, John, so one of the things, I've been showing you links to burgers and stuff, which all look very exciting, don't they?
Yeah, so one's got a green bun and it's chicken. One's got a black bun and it's beef.
Exactly. This is another thing that's on the McDonald's menu in Taiwan.
What? It's like a tiny bowl of sweet corn, I assume.
Yeah, with six raisins in it. Looking forward to getting that. And I will.
You have
expect
to
a video
take a
meeting
photo,
that.
Yeah.
Of course. I love foreign McDonald's menus. It's the only way you can truly experience a country.
Oh, very good. You know, in France, you can get wine and beer at McDonald's. That's their local thing. Well, and also, you know, you get Le Big Mac.
Le Grand Big Mac.
So, yeah. Well, Joel, I wish you all the best. And I hope everything's going well for you right now whilst you're in Taiwan living your
Going to bring
life.
You back a present.
Yeah? Tell me now what it is. Because you've already bought it, I assume.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.